Greeting, dear ladies. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. The process of channeling can differ from time to time. There can be powerful, there can be sweet, purposeful, energetic, informative, and specific. These kinds of channels that I would do for this is specific. In this particular case, my partner stays with me, for there is nothing here that would be proprietary only for women. He should hear this one. I would like to give you an example. In the teaching of this message of who you are, there has been the question arise, what are the chances that in this lifetime you would be a woman when you were a woman in Lemuria? Since in the incarnation process, you take turns in genders. We have mentioned before that the system brings you to the precession of the equinox as a woman to echo the energy of Lemuria on purpose. You were a woman in Lemuria. This is an honoring of the gender. It's an honoring of the old soul. It is purposeful, on par with any other thing that you would see about yourself. So I want you to know that what you feel that is gender specific and the energy that you carry was echoed in Lemuria when you were a female there. All this to say is that there is no chance that you awaken this time as a female. There is purpose in the ritual. Everything is metaphoric. Everything means something else. And the reason that you would go through ceremony and ritual at all is to simply echo something in the past and bring it to the future now. But I would like to go even further than I have before to bring you some reasoning behind a sisterhood. We gave you some of the information about what you did in Lemuria that was specific and how the society there was different than it is today. That will not repeat. What we want to take you now is to the ancient times, the original seeding. I want to talk about Pleiadians. This subject may seem so far removed from the reality of today, but it is no farther removed, really, than when we speak of Lemuria. You carry within you the seeds of the Pleiadians. And I have said this before, that it would be foolish for you to think for a moment that your expressions on Earth were the only expressions you had ever had in the galaxy. For so many of you have been on other planets, and almost all have at one time been Pleiadian. And so I would like to tickle the Akash this evening and see if you can relate to anything that I'm saying. The ancients reported the landings of the seven sisters. And like so much of history, there is a confluence of stories that will intermingle together to create one that is not quite right, that represents the others. History does this repeatedly. It keeps the essence of what took place, but the story is enhanced. In the case of the story of the landing of the seven sisters, it's not exactly as it was. But the part that is totally and completely accurate and true is that all of these travelers were female. I should tell you a little bit about the Pleiadian consciousness. With their DNA working at a greater than 80%, they had mastered what I will call the consciousness of physics. Through their consciousness, they were able to supply things for themselves, create the energy they needed, and had a society that was peaceful. They were explorers. They had also learned that consciousness at 80% creates the ability to do some things that are not in your reality whatsoever, things that they do even today on this planet. The ability of having a shadow self, what I would call being in two places at the same time. You see, Pleiadians are corporeal just like you are. Now that's biology, and it never changed. And through all of the evolution that they had of spirituality, the body simply got better and healthier. This is responsible for the reports that you have had in the past that those who would see Pleiadians in the flesh or even the shadow self, they're always taller than you are. The tall comes from nutrition perfection. There are no overweight Pleiadians. Now that's in your Akash. Dear female worker, you might want to think about that. It comes with consciousness, not diet. Is it possible that even on this planet today, that hidden in your Akash truly are the secrets of good health? You did not have what they ate here, but you had the consciousness that was applied to what they ate where they did. Pleiadians, in general, are fair-skinned. And the reason is because they do not have the attributes you have with your sun. On their planets, and there were three, the sun is a little more distant than yours. They also are a little colder than you are most of the time. You'll find that the experience that the Aborigines had with the seven sisters was different than reported, mainly because it was very uncomfortable for the women from the stars. It was simply too hot. But they were female. What you carry here is the tradition of the seven sisters. All over the planet, they were females who came. Corporeal, not their shadow selves. Their travel was not difficult. It was what we would call entangled objects, and they did indeed have craft. But they were females. The society of the Pleiadians had a very high consciousness, and there was the understanding and the recognition of the part that females would play in higher consciousness. Even you, in your wisdom, have had this saying that if women ran the world, they would never send their sons to war. This is not exactly true, since there have been many queens and leaders that were female who sent their countries to war. But the implication is still true. This is a real holdover from a truism, and the Pleiadians knew it. You might ask, how could they carry seed biology if the men were not here? For the process of reproduction was very similar to yours. The answer is the originals, the ones who came, the ones who met you. were the ones that had to be female because of what they carried with them, which I'll tell you in a moment. Later came the males. In their society, in a high consciousness, they recognized the role-playing of consciousness of female and male. Higher conscious, softer, was always the female. Today, in your corporeal body, the brain is connected differently from the female than the male, and it still is. It was for theirs as well. There is a connection between lobes for you that the males do not have. The connection gives you better insight to raise children. And the raising of the children is the issue. The females were first to land here as an honoring to the seeding of earth. The mothers came first. Now, there are those in the room who have not given birth. So what I tell you next, not all of you will apply totally to. There is an energy of giving birth that is unique to females that no male can ever understand or appreciate, even if he is standing next to the birthbed. It doesn't have to do with the joy. It doesn't have to do with the pain. It has to do with giving birth. From your loins come your own biology, and there's nothing like it. And you know what I mean, ladies. There is nothing like it. And this is the ceremony, the reasoning that the seven sisters was named the seven sisters. There is the energy of rebirth, completely and totally carried all the way through from the seeding ceremony to the Lemurian to today. And what you're going to do this evening as you gather around, metaphoric it might be, is all about rebirthing energy of earth. Returning it, perhaps, to the original intent of free choice, where the females come first and have the ceremonies and the intent on the land of a new planet, that it would carry the softness and understanding of the birth of a child. There's something interesting you should know. Women would ask, and they would say, as the Pleiadians progressed, did they ever come to a place where they could have painless childbirth? And the answer was, surprisingly, yes. And they discarded it and returned to natural. They realized that all of the technology that interrupted the pain within the process of childbirth also changed the experience. A higher consciousness was able to eliminate chemical problems, but it had changed the experience. The pain is necessary. It gives you thought before you impregnate. Do you want to do it? It makes the intent stronger and the experience, although painful, more profound. The planet is going through pain as it births right now a new energy. And the ceremonies you do as only females, appropriate, correct for this time. For you supply the energy that only females know about what it's like to give birth. Not the pain, the connection. The biology is yours. It continues to be yours. The new human and the new energy and the new consciousness comes from the loins of the old soul. I think you understand what I mean. Let the ceremony begin. And so it is.